But we kick things off today by welcoming in Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns, joining us for a terrific Tuesday edition to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. Good morning, Commissioner Bruns.
Hey, good morning, Tristan. And it is a terrific Tuesday, isn't it?
Are you enjoying these 90-degree temperatures? I was a little more fond of last week's temperatures.
Last week was enjoyable. You know, I don't mind the warmer temps because it won't be too much longer, and we're going to be wishing we had
this
those
is true.
Warmer temps,
we'll be begging for it here in a little while.
But these cool mornings, I tell you what, they're fantastic for getting out there and getting a good run in or doing, you know, your morning routine, and as people are heading off to school and or work, and so I enjoy the cool mornings. That's a relief.
And the evenings too. It's really cooling off in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite nice.
It's nice to crack open the window and
amen.
Let that fresh air in.
Got to remember to turn the AC off though. I forgot to do that last night. Cracked open the window, getting comfortable, and then I hear the AC kick on. And I thought, son of a gun, I'm not going to let that slide. So
yep,
I had to get up.
Save your
and
energy
kick
costs
off.
Where you can, right?
Exactly. I thought to myself, Mr. Ramsey would not approve. So, got to choose one.
You're a Ramsey disciple, aren't you?
I sure am. Commissioner Bruns, yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting was relatively routine in nature.
Fairly routine. We still had a couple items that I think are fairly important. One of them was the interlocal agreement that we signed, just continuing a relationship that we have with the Village of Sutherland mm-hmm. for library services. So, what that essentially does is the county offsets for our rural residents that don't have easy access to a library. We offset the cost to the North Platte Library as well as the Sutherland Library, and it's mm-hmm. by a per capita basis on our rural residents. So that way they're not charged additional fees to,
sure.
to utilize those services. So Sutherland will be getting a few thousand dollars from the county. It's a continuation of a relationship that's been in place for many years. But it's, you know, in my opinion, a vital service that
absolutely it is.
Our rural residents should absolutely be able to get. So,
and I think we talked about this a little bit a year ago, it seems like, mm-hmm. Specifically with residents receiving access to the North Platte Public Library that might not be citizens of North Platte.
Yes. So, we had it back up. Oh, goodness. It was actually probably 2 years ago almost that this was in front of us, kind of revising and making sure that everything was good and that Sutherland was getting their fair share. And so we just continued that. It had a nominal increase, about $50.
Okay, not too bad.
So, you know, the Sutherland Village, they do a fantastic job of being mindful of all the taxpayer money, too,
and
what their request is. And just again, an important service that we're able to provide.
Oh, absolutely. It's a vital service. And
yeah,
we want to have access. I've not been to the Sutherland Library before. Have you been there, Commissioner Bruns?
Yes, I have. It's
awesome.
It's a good little library, quaint. They provide a lot of good services, and I think they're actually probably going to be expanding some of those services.
Oh, that's exciting.
So,
awesome.
You look at the Village of Sutherland. It's a thriving village. They've got
a strong,
tight community, and they're not atypical for the villages that we have throughout Lincoln County and the rest of the region. So just amazing people throughout.
Such pride in the town, too. It's such a clean village, a lot of great activities going on. It's a thriving community, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Commissioner Bruns, anything else from the meeting you want to bring up this morning, sir?
We finalized for the 2022-2023 budget the cost of living adjustment for our Fraternal Order of Police, our Law Enforcement and Corrections Union that we have. That through negotiations that we had last year, that got capped at 5%.
Okay.
So being mindful of expenses that we're experiencing, especially in the high inflationary environment that we're all having to live through right now, and doing the work that we need to do to control costs for the taxpayers, that was big. And I think the union is pleased with what we have. They'll get a small increase again next year. But we're doing our best to make sure that we're maintaining competitive pay for those individuals. Because they have options. I mean, they're marketable. They can go
to absolutely.
Any community. And so making sure that we're taking care of our law enforcement personnel is very important.
It's very vital because you look at essential services that the city and the county should provide, and it's law enforcement, but quality law enforcement at the top of that list as well. So we want to be able to continue to retain the quality law enforcement we have while also attracting more quality law enforcement and continue to retain that future generation as well.
Exactly. And while still being, you know, mindful of the overall budget, right?
Yes.
So,
yep.
And that was some other information that was passed to us commissioners. We didn't discuss it in open meeting. It was just more informational, but it's important to get that that information out to the taxpayers, in my opinion. Our county assessor, I give her tremendous credit. You know, people look at their valuations. They all got notices.
Mm-hmm.
We just got through the property valuation protest period. And we did experience countywide an increase in our property valuations. Our valuations for the county went up about $161 million from last year, which is pretty significant, but it's indicative of the market that we're experiencing. We have very low housing stock. We really kind of a crisis level of housing stock, and that's driving costs of homes and property up. And by state statute, we have to equalize that when we have to go by market value. And so our county assessor does a great job. She's doing what she can to keep that at the low end of the spectrum, because she has a range that she has to work with as
sure.
directed by state statute. She does her best to keep that at the low end. But we had some blanket increases across the county that we had to deal with. But all that aside, I mean, we utilize that valuation to set our levy to fund the services that county government provides, as well as the other political subdivisions. With all of that information and experiencing that increase, we're still looking at decreasing our property tax asking and our tax rate this year for the next fiscal year. And so that's a really big positive in my mind.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, given the stresses that we have with high inflation and the rising costs of everything from fuel to equipment to, you know, vehicles, everything that goes into county government. And so I'm very pleased about where we're sitting. I like to compare it. I don't like to utilize that new valuation range, because that's kind of comparing apples to oranges. I like
sure.
to look at last year's valuation. And so we're going to see a property tax asking that's decreased from last year's valuation, as well as a tax rate that's decreased as well. And we haven't even really gone in with a scalpel yet to cut some things out of the budget requests that have come before us.
Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Brunge joining us this morning, talk about the latest going on throughout our wonderful county and recapping our county commissioners meeting from yesterday. Commissioner Brunge, we've not heard anything on the rail park for a little while and the establishment of the Inland Port Authority. What's the latest with that right now?
Yeah, so I actually had an opportunity last night to go and speak to the Link Up group.
Oh, cool.
Great organization, great group of community leaders from railroad leaders to, I mean, the school. Schools to the city, just community-minded individuals that attend that, and gave a presentation on what is going on with our industrial rail park and our Inland Port Authority, and was able to pass to them that we just got notice from the Department of Economic Development about the guidelines for our application for our inland port request.
Okay.
So LB 156, the Municipal Inland Port Authority Act, allows for the creation of 5 inland ports in the state, as I'm sure your listeners have heard me say mm-hmm. this before, that we were expecting that application window to open up this a couple months ago. Really in July is what we were expecting. We just got notice that window officially opens up October 17th.
Okay.
And we're primed. We're ready to get that application submitted in. It's quasi first come, first serve, quasi merit based. Some legislation that was just passed this last legislative cycle gave DED some discretionary powers to add some merit based criteria in there. And so I'm pleased about that, because in my mind, we'll be the first ones in
mm-hmm.
Because we're ready for it. But nobody in the state is sitting in a strong position like we are. And so from a merit-based standpoint, I'm really excited about the prospects of Lincoln County being able to secure one of those 5 inland port authorities and what that is going to do for our community, our entire region.
Yeah, it's bigger than the county.
Exactly. I mean, when you talk about the legislative district, District 42, even beyond.
Yeah.
Truly, all of West Central Nebraska, I argue all of Western Nebraska is going to benefit from this.
Oh, and, absolutely. And even a little bit of Central, too. I would argue there's some benefit for Dawson County.
Absolutely.
So.
You know, and oftentimes I kind of lump Dawson County into West Central Nebraska.
Yeah,
so.
It really is. So, yeah, I would agree.
But, just tremendous opportunity before us. I'm hopeful. I'm an eternal optimist. I'm really looking forward to seeing how all that shakes out. DED, once we submit, they'll have up to 90 days to get us an answer on whether or not we got one of those five. But you'll see some big news. We'll have that in front of us on Monday regarding the Greenbrier property and what the county board is trying to do as far as that potential purchase is concerned. With the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation and moving forward. And then here in the next couple weeks, there's going to be some big news releases. I have a feeling, I have a hunch, that everybody's going to want to pay attention to and keep their ear on.
So that's exciting.
It's
very exciting.
Very exciting.
Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you as our chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners or any of your colleagues on the board, how can they do so?
So as I mention all the time, you can go to our website, LincolnCountyNE.gov, click on our commissioners tab, and that you'll see our names in blue. That's a hyperlink. You can click on that. It'll take you right to an email that you can email any one of us. I'm out and about knocking doors, working on my other endeavors that I have going on right now. So I'm not in front of a computer most of the time. But you can reach me on my cell phone. That's the best way to reach me, and that number is 308-660-6049.
And if folks happen to see you out and about walking neighborhoods, they are more than welcome to give you a holler and have a conversation that way, too.
Of course, absolutely. I welcome the conversation. I'm a firm believer in being accessible, being transparent, and just having those conversations because, you know, a good elected leader – they need to be responsive and receptive to what the people are thinking and needing and wanting, and so that's our chief responsibility.
Absolutely. Commissioner Bruns, appreciate the time as always. Look forward to seeing you again this time next week, sir.
I appreciate it, Tristan. Everybody out there that's listening, have a great rest of your week.